I'm Susan Hassler for Spectrum Radio.
Well, the early reports are not very encouraging. This has truly been a catastrophic event that has unfortunately hit our Gulf Coast states. What we have
as the storm hit the official refuge of last resort, the Superdome, was filled with people. Electricity failed, the roof
developed a hole. A 200-foot breach in the levee holding back Lake Pontchartrain continued to send even more water pouring into the city's already flooded streets.
There aren't a lot of positive things to be said about Hurricane Katrina. But this is a silver lining story following last year's disastrous flooding of the U.S. Gulf Coast region. It's about the wireless broadband technologies that filled the gap when regular telephone service went down. Spectrum's Stephen Cherry prepared our report.
Let me ask you this, Mayor. Looking at it in retrospect, do you wish you had sent another email, made another phone call, made it more clear to federal authorities, state authorities, to the rest of the world, one way or another, what you needed?
I was on the phone on a daily basis when the phones worked. But in addition to that, we had FEMA representatives that we talked to in the morning, midday, and in the
last year, as Hurricane Katrina ripped his city apart, the only way the mayor of New Orleans could converse with federal emergency management agency officials was on an internet-based telephone service. The service used a small Wi-Fi network already in place before Katrina that had special routers that recognized and communicated directly with one another. So, after Katrina hit, new ones could simply join the network on their own. This summer, the IEEE, as custodians of the Wi-Fi standard, officially added this special ability, which is known as mesh networking. Some of the basic research had been done by students and professors at Rice University in Houston, who, it turns out, had their own personal experiences helping Hurricane Katrina refugees.
Throughout the night, workers used hatchets to hack into rooftops and save stranded residents.
About a year and a half ago, one of those researchers, PhD student Joseph Camp, set up a free Wi-Fi network in the Pecan Park section of the city in conjunction with a neighborhood self-help organization called Technology for All.
Pecan Park is one of the most economically disadvantaged parts of Houston. Technology for All is a nonprofit that's located there within the neighborhood, and they have 100 megabits per second coming into the site there in Pecan Park, and they want to give bandwidth away to individuals at a low cost. And so the solution is to give wireless internet to individuals, and we've done that through mesh technology.
Pecan Park is also the location of the headquarters of Technology for All. So this is the location where they hold their IT training sessions, give computers to residents of the neighborhood. So it was a natural starting point to build out the wireless cloud.
That's Edward Knightley, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rice and Camp's dissertation advisor. Pecan Park started out with 10 router points on the network and is now twice that size. Adding new ones is not only quick, it's cheap. In a regular network, each node has to have its own connection to the wired internet, a complex and expensive proposition.
The key difference with mesh is that wireless access points have no wire connection. They instead wirelessly talk to other mesh points and then another mesh point and eventually hit a wired gateway.
When Hurricane Katrina broke New Orleans levees, residents evacuated in all directions. Thousands ended up in Houston, which is also on the Gulf Coast, but about 350 miles to the west. They were sheltered in the city's baseball stadium, the Astrodome. Hewlett-Packard donated some 75 laptops to the folks at Technology for All, but they had no wireless connection to the internet. Camp and Knightley grabbed two of the routers from Pecan Park and installed them at the Astrodome.
There was internet that was brought into the dome via wireline, and there was also computers that were donated to the cause of getting people to connect back with their family members that they were disconnected from. And we were able to use the internet as a means to get people back together, for family members to reconnect. And we did this, Technology for All and others such as HP donating the laptops. We were able to both provide internet and provide computers so that people could do this. The technology that we used within the Astrodome was the same hardware that we use within Pecan Park, but there was not the mesh aspect of multi-hopping. And for both of the wireless access points, we had a wired internet connection for it.
and Edward Knightley.
The main reason is that the propagation environment inside the Astrodome is so good, we're not dealing with the trees that we have in the Pecan Park neighborhood. So one access point can go a much larger distance, whereas in a neighborhood, it's limited to about 200 to 300 meters. Two different ones on two different channels provided twice the throughput that a single one would have provided.
A couple of weeks later, Houston's Pecan Park network was itself hit by Hurricane Rita. It held up to the storm's assault, though not without some damage, and, says Joseph Camp, some lessons learned.
The network at Pecan Park, actually one of the antennas fell over because we had used a more economical pole than we should have. And so with 60-mile-an-hour winds, the pole actually fell over and looked like a wilted flower. But since then, we've used much more robust poles in our deployment.
New Orleans has started work on a citywide wireless mesh network, and Houston has already issued a request for proposals for one of its own. If, as scientists predict, storms are becoming more severe than ever, we'll need our communications networks to be robust enough to withstand them.
The damage to this historic city is profound.
For Spectrum Radio, this is Stephen Cherry.
Gas leaks, fires, looting, homes reduced to rubble.